Bluegrass Jam Along is proud to be sponsored by Collings Guitars and Mandolins, each and every one built from the sound up in Austin, Texas. This episode is also brought to you by Peghead Nation, the home of roots music instruction. If you want to improve your playing, join me and thousands of other pickers getting better every day at pegheadnation.com. Hi, this is Matt, and you're listening to Bluegrass Jam Along, the podcast for anyone and everyone who loves bluegrass. Hey, everybody. Happy new week. Happy new month. It's April, and it's spring, which means that, obviously, here in Britain, it's still wet and cold and rainy. But we had a nice day of sun yesterday, actually. It's, it's Easter. Happy Easter, too. I hope you're all right. This is your Bluegrass Briefing for the 1st of April 2024. Your regular roundup of what's going on and various bits and pieces in the world of string band music. Podcast. What's been up? The Lindsay Liu interview came out last week. I hope you all had a chance to listen to that. That was fascinating. I think she's her songs are great. She's a really cool singer. But I also just, I'm really interested in kind of the depth with which she thinks about being an artist and the sort of spiritual, personal, human side of all of that, I guess. Really enjoyed that one. If you didn't get a chance to listen to that, do go and have a listen. That was really cool. And Lindsay's album, Queen of Time, is superb. If you don't know that, check that out as well. As of now, which is Sunday, you'll be listening to this Monday or whenever you download it, but Monday is when it's coming out. I don't actually have anything recorded in the can for next week. I'm doing an interview on Tuesday, which probably won't be ready in time to put out next week. So I'm going to try tomorrow and record a set of tunes to put out. So there's something for next week or this week, in fact, as we are. But yeah, there either will be or there won't be. We will find out when we get there. That's it, really, in terms of news. I'm really pleased just to quickly mention that Collings have signed on again to sponsor the podcast for another year, which is really, really cool. I love the guys there. Just, I love what they do. I love dealing with them. They're a joy, and they also make some fine instruments. So it's very cool having them. It's also really cool having Peghead Nation are going to support the podcast for another 6 months, and that's brilliant. I also really love what they do. I think one of the things I love about Peghead Nation is just like how good the teaching is and how they simplify some of the stuff. And I've been flicking around between courses. You know, I've been doing some of Scott Nygaard's guitar stuff, but I've also been looking at some of Chad Manning's Western swing fiddle stuff as well. I think sometimes if you play an instrument and you only look at stuff for that instrument, you end up playing that instrument rather than playing music, if that makes sense. And it's really nice just to take some ideas from other instruments and then put them onto yours, so you avoid some of the typical stuff. But anyway, I've been loving Peghead Nation recently and diving into a lot of stuff there, so delighted to have them on board as well. One final thing is, if you listen to Apple Podcasts, you can now subscribe to Bluegrass Jam Along, which means that for a very small amount of money, you can pay not to have any of the ads in the episodes, which is particularly cool, I guess, at the beginning if you're doing the tunes and you just want to get to the content. But it's just there as a way, people ask about supporting the podcast, and you know, and I know a lot of people appreciate that podcasts are free content and you don't need to pay for them, but some people have asked how they can. And so this is a way that, you know, you, if you want to get rid of the ads, it's a way of doing that. If you also just want to support Bluegrass Jam Along and help me keep putting this content out, then that's a way you can do that too. Just go to your Apple Podcast app and it'll show you how it works. You can have a free trial first, see how you get on with it. Pretty much 3/4 of the content now is up there as subscriber content as well. All the interviews, all the recent Bluegrass briefings, most of the tunes. There's still a few of the old ones to do, and I'm going to get those up over the next week or two. But yeah, that is it, really. Let's crack on and talk about what else is going on with news and announcements, which is what we call Church Street News. And the bit of news I have for you this week is that IBMA have announced the ticket sale dates for World of Bluegrass Conference, the award show, the festival, the whole deal. And if you are an IBMA member, then you can get tickets from the 8th of May. And if you are not, the general sort of public sale goes up on the 15th of May, a week later. If you buy a ticket for either the conference or the award ceremony or Bluegrass Live, the sort of festival going on, then you get access to the hotels that are kind of reserved for attendees as well. So it's worth getting in there early if you can. I'll remind you about that in a few weeks when the dates are coming up, but I thought I'd get that in your calendar now so people can start planning. The dates are up and that's all starting to come together. I'm really going to try and get out this year again. I had such a good time last year, and I'm hoping to make it out again in September, but we'll find out about that in due course. But yes, IBMA ticket sales 8th of May and 15th of May for member pre-sale and then the general public sale. But I will remind you again. But that is it for news and announcements this week. Let's crack on with The Grass Is New. And new releases this week from a couple of previous guests on the podcast. First up, we've got Blue Highway. Tim Stafford, obviously, is a member of Blue Highway, and they've got their first album out for, I think it's 5 years. It's called Lonesome State of Mind, so go and check that out. A new Blue Highway record is always a cool thing. I've put the main title track from that in the playlist, so go and have a listen to that. But it's all up on the streaming services, full record. Go and have a listen, enjoy that. Also, Laurie Lewis, who talked to me for the Doc Watson stuff a year ago when we did Doc's 100th birthday. I had a great chat with Laurie for that, and she has a new single out as well called Long Gone, which I've also popped in the playlist, so go and listen to that. That's really cool. And I believe she's got an album coming out later in the year, but I will let you know more about that as that comes. But yes, a new Blue Highway record, Lonesome State of Mind, and a new single from Laurie Lewis called Long Gone. Go and check them out. They are in the Grass Is Mostly New playlist, which is on Spotify. There's a link in the show notes, also full of all the tracks we've talked about so far this year in the briefings. But that is it for The Grass Is New. And that brings me on to Scroll On Buddy, which is just something that I've spotted on social media and I wanted to share. And it is a new video from Bob Minner. Some of you all know Bob. Bob's been on the podcast talking to me about Tony and about Doc Watson. Bob also came on as a guest to chat about his wonderful, wonderful Norman Blake tribute record that came out a couple of years ago. Bob plays guitar for Tim McGraw, but he's also an awesome flat picker. And he's got a new video up on his YouTube channel called Sulphur Dell, which is an original tune of his, which he's done a solo version of for YouTube, but is going to be on his record with the full band later this year at some point. But I love Bob's playing, just sort of 3-4 minutes of... Go and watch it, but there's a link in the show notes. But he's just... His tone, his timing, his tastefulness, he's, you know, never unnecessarily flashy. He leaves space. I really enjoy listening to Bob. So go and listen to Bob Minner play Sulphur Dell over on his YouTube channel. But that is it. It just leaves me to tell you what I've been listening to this week. And I realised that Friday, 29th of March, various reasons I realised this, but I realised it was the day that Chris Thiele went into the studio to record How to Grow a Woman from the Ground. And this is before Punch Brothers were Punch Brothers, but it's Chris Thiele, Chris Eldridge, Greg Garrison on bass, Noam Pacelli, and Gabe Witcher on fiddle. And they went into the studio for 6 days with Ronnie McCrory acting as their, they call him a bluegrass guru rather than a producer. But they basically spent 3 days rehearsing and 3 days recording and came out with the record How to Grow a Woman from the Ground, which just so good, that record. I love it. I love it. So I've been listening to that again this week. I go back to that one regularly and it's just a joy. It's full of energy. It's full of fun. It's full of great playing. It's full of great tunes and it sounds superb. So I'll be listening to that. But that's it for this week. I will see you next week. Bluegrassjamalong.com, as always, chord sheets, all the episodes, all the interviews, all the tunes, it's all on there. If you want to get in touch, you can get in touch through there, or you can just email me at bluegrassjamalong.com. Come and find me on the social channels and say hello. Come and share what you've been listening to. But that's it. I will see you for another one of these next Monday. Have a great week and happy picking. Bluegrass Jam Along is proud to be sponsored by Collings Guitars and Mandolins, making some of the finest guitars and mandolins in the world since the 1970s. Visit collingsguitars.com and find out why.